We're back on the air, ready to rock and roll. And why do I say rock and roll? Because I've never said it before on the air, because we have Daniel Zayats-Voishan of Website Boston on, the number one SEO searched engine guy in all of Boston, a talent like no other. Welcome back, Daniel. And come on, does your wife say that when you get home to the kids?
Occasionally when I bring a big paycheck home, you know.
Oh. Smart wife.
Good to see you.
Yeah, but wait a second. When you bring home the big paycheck, a week later, where's the money? In your account or her account?
I mean, that's another question for the air, you know.
You know what? I live in a house where I have a wife who's an obsessive bookkeeper. So she's not a bookkeeper, but she's an obsessive bookkeeper. Daniel, you know, I feel like no business I know is changing more than SEO and website and marketing. So I feel if I speak to you once every 3 months, I'm already behind the scenes. What's new?
Well, last time we spoke about this topic, Jeffrey, it was about engagement. And I think engagement is becoming more and more interesting right now, because Google has been deploying artificial intelligence and they've been counting things that they haven't been counting, and that in the past they didn't have the ability to count. For example, the system that they implementing right now, they consider it to be the third most important portion of the algorithm right now. So it actually, it's becoming a very big deal right now. And a lot of companies starting to focus on AI, on deep learning. And we're going to see this trend increasing more and more over the next few years. One of the things what's becoming more relevant is part of the algorithm, ranking algorithm, is basically how much time people spend on a site. Google starts to count this data and then use this information towards the ranking facilities. So for example, if you have a visitor who lands on your site and bounce back immediately, and you have hundreds of visitors like that, that tells the search engine that those visitors didn't find anything interesting. Now, when you have somebody who lands on a site and spends possibly a minute watching a video or listen to a radio interview.
I would take a minute.
That's
all you need.
That's all you need.
I tell that to my clients all the time. You don't need no one's watching your 30-minute podcast.
But even that 1 minute can play towards ranking particular website. So radio interview, video from a radio interview, like such as this one, recorded, placed on somebody's website.
And that's what we do. But we do 3 minutes, which is probably a little long. But
People can skip through or they can watch the entire video.
Right.
But it's better than not having visually engaging content on the site at all.
Right.
And that plays towards the ranking stuff. So companies that do have the videos, they actually end up scoring higher in search results than companies who don't. That's been the biggest change over the past half a year. The trend is also that ranking time takes substantially longer to rank than they used to. In the past, you could basically get a site rank in a matter of 6 months, unless it's a brand new site. Right now, it's approaching more a year. So more and more businesses are being pushed out of SEO realm and being pushed into paid domain, so where they have to pay basically for every click that takes place. So SEO is becoming more and more the service that affordable for businesses who would be willing to persevere for the year, for example. And I see the trend increasing longer and longer than that. Businesses who can basically pay for SEO on duration for a year and longer will stay in this game. And businesses who can't afford this kind of service would slowly and slowly start to push out towards the pay-per-click realm. So overall, the trend is against the SEO guys. But I think at the end of the day, it's not just about SEO. It's how can you create engagement? And there's so many different interesting ways to do this. Video marketing, Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook, remarketing.
I've noticed a big change in Facebook over the last year.
What do you mean by that?
I think it's not the ads, because I never look at ads anywhere. I've learned how to blank ads out. I'm using Facebook more and more to learn information about what's going on in the world. There's a lot more what I would call, it's not just gossip, there's a lot more news on Facebook. It's broadening its intellectual content, and I think to hold its audience better.
That's very true, and Facebook is also working on quantum computer stuff right now.
Right.
So you can expect the information and the type of search, the type of information that has been fed to you is going to be more and more relevant to your interests.
You know, people say to me all the time, I use LinkedIn and I don't use Facebook. I use Facebook every day. I find Facebook to be the best. Well, they're both great. They're both great for me. I'm a big fan of both of them, and I tell that to my staff all the time, and I'm the oldest guy here. So I find Facebook to be a great sourcing process for me. And who better to source with than people who have had relationships with me in the past, and then their networks then come to me. You know, LinkedIn, it's not as warm a relationship. You know, Facebook, that's probably the way I would say it. Facebook gives me a warmer relationship than a LinkedIn relationship. And they both have networks, and they both can cross over. Once I'm friends with them, they can be friends with me on the other. And I will say I use LinkedIn more for pure business, but I'm using them both to seed for me.
It makes sense. I mean, it's the current day business owner or somebody at the position of of management in a particular company pretty much has to be involved to some extent in different social networks. And if you don't involve in them, at least you have to have a very solid grip about the functionality of each one of them, so you can present your case of why you're not being very much participant in one of them. I mean, personally myself, I'm not a big participant of Pinterest.
Right, though, me too.
But I understand the value and the current structures in my company that utilizes that infrastructure and utilizes them quite successfully. But it seems that a lot of people just trying to build this wall and not want to say to learn this altogether. And I think it's a very, very wrong thing to do.
Business is about building relationships, right? It's all Absolutely. About building relationships and trust and letting people understand what value you're delivering for them. And I think the best place to start to build relationships and networks are on these social sites. It's easy. And it's easier than going off to a networking group and sitting in a room with the same guys for breakfast twice a month all year long and asking the same guys for their same leads that they have every month. And it's better than going to rubber chicken dinner parties and seeing the same people desperate to talk and passing one or two cards every time. I find that to be, for me, it's 1980s. It's what I did out of business school. And it's passé. It's inefficient. I know it's what dad taught daughter and son, it's what you learned in your first job, but I consider it to be an extremely inefficient process. And what we haven't talked about, because I'm trying to support you, is not only is there so much innovation in your field, it's that 90% of all people are still doing what I just said. They're still living with a horse and buggy when you're delivering rocket ships. Is that unfair, do you think?
Thank you for that support statement. I would say so, but I think to expand on this point, the biggest value of what people are not utilizing today, and what I think we're going to start seeing more and more, is the structures. So there is already a lot of smart tools that have been coming up, smart apps, for example. And I envision that being taken to the space level with intention that people are going to utilize automation technology more and more. Because we only have a limited number of hours in a day. And how we spend this time also matters. I mean, everybody says I'm busy, busy, busy. I'm trying to spend time on business.
But everybody's busy.
But there are ways to go around that. And there are ways to automate the time. And I envision that automation is going to be the next part that can allow to free up the time for a lot of individuals and a lot of business owners.
And, you know, the biggest complaint I do get about social marketing is that it's not personal. But I think that's being addressed by the technology development. It's becoming more and more personal. And they're learning how to make it more personal. Would you agree with that too?
Yes, I would agree with the statement. And I think that we've been living in a very limited technological framework.
It's like it's going from Absolutely. Black and white TV to color TV. It's becoming Absolutely. Personal.
Absolutely. And in fact, I would argue that the ultimate goal is ultimate interconnectivity when we can read each other's minds. When we bypass the language.
I don't
want to
read your mind. Or Steve Shears. Especially Steve Shears.
But, right. I mean, essentially, that's a technology.
My mother didn't like when I read Playboy. I got to you on that one.
Yes.
But that's okay. Steve's a real man. A real guy. And, you know, for those who don't know, Steve Scheer, who's been with Radio Entrepreneur since day one, before day one, is leaving us. We're very sad. We tried to fire him many times. We couldn't get rid of him. He's like, and he's going to Chicago. And he couldn't. He's going to a great town. He's one of the few towns, I think, that's really a great town. He's going to Chicago. He's going to be with us for a few more weeks. One thing I'll say about Steve, and this is not, there's nothing behind it more than what I'm saying. Steve, loved by all. Loved by all and will be missed by all.
Steve, right? You will be missed.
Right.
It was a pleasure to know you.
And Daniel, if someone, since we can't get rid of you, and you're right at the front end, if someone wants to find you, how will they find you?
They can travel to Back Bay of Boston. My name is pretty much everywhere there. Or they can go to seoboston.org or type in SEO Boston, and you'll see our company show up right in the header.
Wonderful. And I'll just give you another tip for those who didn't know. I went to a board meeting for a nonprofit in New York last Monday. I was the only one. I got up with my phone. I took three pictures. I put it on. I put it on my Facebook. And I'm not saying for me, for you, it probably wasn't a lot. But, you know, by the time I got on the train, I had 100 likes. And 40 of the people wanted to be my friends, and I'd never seen them before. So I was reaching out to my friends' networks because they were quite impressed that I went to that. And it's just, it's amazing. Where else could I have gone and done it, you know, and been able to have, you know, created so much communication between myself and my own network immediately that was positive, and then have such a whole other network of positive affiliated people reach out to me as a result of that. All I did was go to a meeting and take a few pictures. So it's amazing what it, you know, what, where it's going. And Daniel, I know you're at the forefront, so you'll be back again next month. And remember, everyone, if you're talking about entrepreneurship or listening about entrepreneurship, you're listening to Radio Entrepreneurs. Sign off. We'll be right back after these messages.